Dangerous and Dirty Jobs, Simon Beaver, Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1, Terrible Jobs. What are some jobs you really don't want to do? Some people do jobs that most of us wouldn't like. Jobs that are dirty, hard, dangerous, or boring. These jobs are often important, but that doesn't mean they're pleasant to do. Who thinks, "I want to be a garbage collector"? But we really need garbage collectors. People in Naples, Italy, learned that the hard way. Garbage workers there decided to strike in December 2007. By May 2008, there were 200 million kilograms of garbage on the streets. And what about sewer workers? Many of us think that must be a horrible job. But the sewers under a city take away dirty water and body waste. They make city life possible. We really need sewers to work, so we really need sewer workers. Other jobs might be dirty and dangerous. Firefighters can be burned in fires or have to clean up dangerous chemicals after an accident. Very often, people who do dirty and dangerous jobs don't earn a lot of money. But sometimes the dirty or dangerous parts are also what make the job interesting. So what do you want from a job? Does it have to be interesting? Well paid? Safe? Clean? Maybe you want your job to be all those things. If so, you probably don't want any of the jobs we're going to look at here. But at the end of the book, you'll have to choose the one you prefer. So think about each job as you read. Chapter 2, Fish Gutter. Do you like fish? Maybe you won't after doing this job. How would you like to spend your time gutting fish, cleaning out their insides? Fish are very smelly, and after work, you'll smell bad too. Every day, boats bring thousands of fish to a factory in Dillingham, Alaska. Students from all over the world come there to work. There are many different nationalities, and they speak a lot of different languages. Maciej Kazubowski is a student from Poland. He paid a company $3,000 to find him the job here. He hopes to make $6,000 and travel across America. The factory doesn't pay much for an hour's work, so he works 16 hours a day. Hoi Ju is from China. She's studying to be a teacher. She likes to travel, too. "I want to see New York and Washington, the most famous cities," she explains. Nancy Blakey owns the factory. She's very pleased with her foreign students. She says they're smart and work hard. Brad Gillespie isn't so pleased. He works for the Alaskan government and wants Nancy to give more jobs to locals, people who live in the area. Nancy says that local people don't want to do this work. Maybe the factory doesn't pay enough. Long hours, low pay, taking out fish guts that stink and look horrible. Is this a job you might want to do? Chapter 3, Zookeeper. Working with animals is a great job, right? Well, not always. Do you think zookeepers feed elephants and play with monkeys all the time? Think again. Neil Dretzka and Chris John work with the big cats, lions, tigers, and others at Milwaukee County Zoo, USA. They begin their day by checking that no animals have gotten in from outside or out from inside. A truck could break a big window and a tiger could get out, explains Neil. After that, the job gets dirtier for Neil and Chris. Neil has to clean the tiger enclosure. He picks up hair, food, and body waste. Tigers eat meat, so their waste is very smelly. He also looks for uneaten meat or for blood that may show an animal is sick. Lastly, Neil washes the floor and picks up a large, dirty hairball. It's no surprise that he always wears gloves. During this time, Chris looks at the animal's food. He checks 30 kilos of cold, bloody meat. "When the food's prepared," he says, "things can get in it. One time, I found a dangerous piece of broken plastic." The keepers also help the veterinarians. doctors who look after the animals. Like hospital nurses, they see and smell some very unpleasant things. It can be dangerous to be a zookeeper, too. In 2012, a tiger killed a worker at the Cologne Zoo in Germany. And at the Pittsburgh Zoo in the USA, a worker was killed by an elephant. Do you still want to be a zookeeper? Chapter 4. Coal Miner. When you watch TV or fly on a plane, remember the coal miners who make modern life possible. People have worked in mines for thousands of years to bring us coal, salt, gold, and other things. It has always been dirty, hard, unhealthy work. In 1937, George Orwell, who wrote the famous book 1984, went down into a coal mine to see what it was like. He couldn't believe how hard it was for the coal miners. Even before they started work, they had to go far down to get to the coal. They went 5 to 8 kilometers through dark, low tunnels where they couldn't stand up. When the miners began their real work, Orwell was already exhausted. In Orwell's time, factories, trains, ships, and homes all needed coal. It took a lot of coal to make our modern world. Miners live short, hard lives. They usually died young, killed by accidents, back-breaking work, and coal dust filling their lungs. Today, miners around the world still do dirty work. Their working conditions may be better than they were before, but in many places their pay is still low. Sometimes they strike for higher pay, like the platinum miners in Marikana, South Africa in 2012. The police came, and 34 miners were killed. But in the end, the miners got more money. Chapter 5. Body Farm Scientist. Body farms have no animals, only dead people. Body farm scientists study what happens to dead bodies that stay outside for a long time. Their work helps police to catch killers. The oldest body farm is at the University of Tennessee in the United States. Dr. William M. Bass became head of anthropology at the University of Tennessee in 1971. The police asked him for help each time they found a decomposing body. So in 1981, he started the Tennessee Body Farm to learn more about the subject. There are about 70 dead bodies in different places on the farm. They're uncovered, partly covered, or completely covered. This lets the scientists see what happens to them in different places and at different temperatures. But where do these bodies come from? People actually give their bodies to body farms. They want to help the scientists after they die. You need a strong stomach to work on a body farm. The decomposing bodies smell and look terrible. Bugs and other animals eat them, and you have to study what this does to the bodies. You also have to see how fast the bodies decompose under different conditions, cold or hot, wet or dry. Could you spend the morning with dead bodies and still enjoy your lunch? Chapter 6. TV and Movie Jobs. Making movies and TV shows is fun work, isn't it? Only if you're careful. Do you like big Hollywood action movies with fights and guns and fast car chases? Stunt people usually do these things so that movie stars don't have to. It's dangerous and sometimes very dirty work. But the stars aren't always safe, and not only action movies can be dangerous. During the making of The Wizard of Oz, 1939, Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch of the West, was badly burnt in an accident. Her stunt person was also hurt while flying on a broom. Buddy Ebsen was the Tin Man, but the silver makeup hurt his skin, and he had to stop. Another actor, Jack Haley, became the Tin Man. Some stars do their own stunts. In 2006, British TV's Richard Hammond was making his show Top Gear. He was driving a special, very fast car called a dragster, about 460 kilometers per hour. Suddenly, the car lost a tire and turned over. Hammond was badly injured. He was in the hospital for 5 weeks. It took him 6 months, but he got better. He was very lucky. So are you sure you want a job in movies or TV? Chapter 7. Oil Platform Worker. Their job is hard and dangerous. They don't see their friends or family for weeks. But this dirty job pays very well. Taking oil from under the sea is difficult, but oil prices are high today, so there's a lot of money in this business. People began to take oil from under the sea in 1896. They used piers, bridges that go out over the water. The first oil platform was built in 1938 in the Senior, Louisiana, USA. On a platform, you have to work 12 hours every day for 14 to 28 days. Then you can go home for 2 to 4 weeks. But the average pay can be as high as $100,000 a year. That's good money. Oil platform work can be dangerous. The United States government says that from 2001 to 2010, 69 people died and 1,349 were injured on oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico alone. And sometimes there's an accident with a whole platform. In 2010, a platform burned and sank in the sea 80 kilometers from Louisiana. 11 workers died. With the platform gone, 800 million liters of oil spilled into the sea. This was terrible for the fish, birds, and beaches in the area. And cleaning up all that oil was dirty work, too. Even if the money's good, could you leave your family, friends, and home every other month? Chapter 8, Nature Photographer. Would you like to be a nature photographer, traveling around the world? David Attenborough is a great British nature program maker. The team who worked on his Planet Earth series will never forget the month they spent in Gomantong Cave, Borneo. The cave is home to 3 million bats. The bats live on the roof. Under them, there's a hill of guano, body waste, 30 meters high. The team had to climb that hill in the dark. The guano got in their hair, noses, and mouths. But that wasn't the worst part. The hill was covered in hundreds of thousands of busy, waste-eating cockroaches. The team wore paper suits, but the cockroaches still got inside their clothes and even into their pants. Cameraman Ted Gifford said, "Nobody should have to live 1 month in poop." Another Planet Earth cameraman, Doug Allen, went to the Himalayas to make the first video ever of a snow leopard. He waited in an ice-cold tent 3,800 meters up a mountain for 7 hours a day for 7 weeks. It was unbelievably boring, but he got his video. So, would you still like to be a nature photographer? Chapter 9, Crime Scene Cleaner. Do you have a strong stomach? Then how about this job? You may have seen TV shows where police study a crime scene. But have you ever asked yourself who cleans up when the police have finished? In some countries, crime scene cleaners work for the government. In others, for companies. They're well paid because not many people are right for the job. You mustn't feel sick when you see very bad things. When people kill themselves or other people, you may have to clean up blood, brains, and teeth. You mustn't get too sad about dead people, but you have to be nice to their family or friends if you meet them. You must be strong to do the job. Sometimes you might have to clean a drug lab, a place where people have made illegal drugs. The chemicals used to make these drugs can be very dangerous. They can stay in a house or apartment and make people sick years later. You might have to take away the floor and clean inside walls. And you have to wear a plastic suit even when the weather is very hot. You'll be exhausted. Crime scene cleaning is so hard that the average person only does it for 8 months, even though the pay can be very good. Do you think you could do this job and still be okay at the end of the day? Chapter 10. What do you think? So which job is the best for you? Or maybe the least bad? 8 jobs. Fish gutter, zookeeper, coal miner, body farm scientist, stunt person, oil platform worker, nature photographer, crime scene cleaner. All dirty, hard, dangerous, or all three. Imagine you have no money and you really need a job. You write to a lot of different companies, but only 8 answer you. They each offer you one of the 8 jobs you've read about here. Which four jobs would you immediately say no to? Why do you think those jobs are worse than the other four? Is there one that you think is worst of all? Why? Now look at the four jobs that are left. Which one will you choose? Think about what is bad and good, if anything, about them. The working conditions? The hours? The money? Crime scene cleaners and stunt people are better paid than coal miners or fish gutters. But is that the most important thing? And how do you feel about danger? Coal miners, stunt people, oil platform workers, and zookeepers can have accidents. How important is that to you in deciding? And do you have a strong stomach? Can you smell and see horrible things and keep on working? You won't be very useful as a crime scene cleaner or body farm scientist if you're sick all the time. So, which job will you take?